Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Greetings on this beautiful holiday Saturday morning. Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, a weekly broadcast specifically designed to help you with your financial life. I'm Lisa Waterman, your host of the program. And, you know, I host this program, but I am actually a certified financial planner practitioner based right here in Northern Indiana. In fact, I regularly meet with clients to create and discuss their financial plans. I'm the president and CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local investment advisory firm. You can reach me virtually anytime via the net, and that is at watermanfinancial.com, or by calling me at 260-436-6588. And you may enter in voicemail or whatever, but I will certainly get back to you if you leave me a message. So over these last few weeks, we have been addressing the change that happens in our life. And this series is entitled Change, Change, Change. That means from marriage and divorce to losing or changing jobs to the unfortunate reality that happens to many of us, losing a spouse and all the financial ramifications or issues therein. What do you need to do when change happens to you? Change, if we have not prepared for it, can be plenty scary without a solid financial plan. That's why over these past 5 weeks, we've been talking in detail about the steps you need to take if something untimely and that change pops up and happens to you. If you or a friend have recently had changes going on in life or it's happening now, remember, my friends, you can catch a podcast of every program we record of Financially Speaking with Lisa. Just visit my homepage at watermanfinancial.com and then click on Financially Speaking with Lisa. There you'll see the various dates and titles of the shows as they'll appear. But first, you will need to go through your own streaming service, whether that's Google, Spotify, and there's different ones. But as soon as you click on it, you'll hear my voice. Voila, you're there and you'll be hearing the podcast. And of course, while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter too. It's filled with plenty of easy to read ideas and other valuable information. Now, I'd also like to relay, as I have in each one of these shows, that getting help with some of those emotional sides of change is very, very important. And of course, I've mentioned it several times, while I'm a financial planner, I also acknowledge the emotions that are associated with unwanted change. Things like divorce and retirement and job loss, death of a spouse, that's pretty tough to deal with. And you know, God works in mysterious ways, because just in this past week, I reconnected with a friend, Nancy Ball Blake, who is one of my regular listeners, but who also is an author. As we were talking about this series, Change, 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 she mentioned her book. It's called Resilience, Seeing Your Strength. And guess what it's about? It's about dealing with all the emotion of unwanted change. Just to give you a quick backdrop, Nancy's a Fort Wayne native and a great business professional, which is how I know her. In her book, she relays her personal stories of pain and triumph. I invite you to visit Amazon to find out more. Really great stuff. And sometimes hearing other people's stories can help you deal with what you're dealing with. You can also find, you know, resilience on other providers, but just seek it out on Amazon. It's a pretty easy read. I'm reading it now and has some great suggestions on helping you find the strength you need to handle loss and unwanted change. Well, in today's Financially Speaking with Lisa, we're going to talk about a few key steps and strategies to better prepare yourself for one of the biggest events of all. Ta-da! Retirement! This show will hopefully help anybody nearing retirement, but it may also help anyone who's thinking of retirement in the next few years. There's plenty to be thinking of here. If retirement's knocking on your front door, I'm really hopeful that you've actually been planning for this event for many years. That means you have been saving for this time in your life for many years. Now, here's the most important guide of all. Get planning and saving for your retirement as soon as you can, no matter what age you are today. Planning for your retirement slated in 6 months, may actually be too late to make any significant changes. But if you're contemplating retirement now or within the next 5 or 6 years, you absolutely need to create a financial plan now to ensure you're on the right track. Please call the offices of Waterman Financial Services at 260-436-6588, because as a certified financial planner, I can help you create the financial plan you need to help ensure your financial success. I also need to say, folks, that saving up money is just one of those steps of successful retirement. That in and of itself will not ensure your financial success, because there's a lot of other things to think about in your retirement. Of course, there's Social Security. There's Medicare. There's managing expenses. There's determining other healthcare issues, figuring out how much income you're going to need, changing up your portfolio to satisfy needs in retirement. And then that whole mindset of changing from accumulating money to now distributing your money as income. And then, of course, taxation. Phew! That list is long, and it's filled with possible missteps all along the way. And at this point, if you don't really know what you're doing, what you don't know can really cost you. So plenty to talk about, plenty to strategize. Find a financial planner. That's different than a financial advisor. And there's certainly some good financial advisors out there, but find somebody who's truly a planner and can navigate through those waters of change for you. Again, if you're retiring anytime soon, call me, Lisa Waterman, Certified Financial Planner at 260-436-6588. Let's get back to some of these retirement strategies. If you're employed by a company that offers any sort of retirement plan, start saving as soon as you're eligible, period. Put in as much money as you can, period. Always put in enough to get matching dollars offered by your employer. Find out what it is and save that amount at least. And then, if possible, put your savings into your retirement plan on an automatic annual increase. And plan on putting in half of any annual bonus you have into your retirement plan. I'm telling you, folks, you'll thank me later for that. Another thing, anybody over age 50 out there, I want you to do your best to do all those things, but then to put in any additional amounts in through the catch-up provision. That is, in a sponsored program by your employer, you can put in an additional $5,000 every year that goes right into your own account. Now, recognize I'm talking about 401ks, 403bs, SARSEPs, governmental 457. If you're in a different plan, including a simple 401k, you may not have that catch-up provision. But also realize if you're doing savings into an individual retirement account known as an IRA, it's a smaller catch-up, but it's an additional $1,000. Big deal is if you're over 50, I want you to get money into your plan today, and it will be infinitely better than putting in dollars tomorrow. So we are up to a commercial break here. And some people have asked me where my office is. The offices of Waterman Financial are right on Jefferson in Fort Wayne, about a half a mile or a mile from Lutheran Hospital. Okay, so you're listening to Financially Speaking. You're listening to the fifth in our series of Change, Change, Change. Come back on the other side of the break because I've got some really great information to share with you about Social Security and Medicare. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. Sign up for Colliers Home Savers Club and savings on your annual tune-ups for your AC and furnace. Save on service calls, even save on emergency calls as a member of Colliers Comfort Home Savers Club. You'll even get valuable money-saving offers sent directly to your email. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, your host, and you're listening to a show that has been specifically designed to help you with your financial life. Here we are in our fifth show in the series, Change, 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 and today's topic is about retirement. Most of us dream about retirement as the time in our lives when we completely make all our decisions very freely, without financial restraint, and without the confines of work. I'll relay that a lot of us now are starting to rethink retirement to include maybe a part-time job, simply to expand our horizons, our friendships, and life satisfaction. Now, earlier in the show today, I was talking about the emotional side of change. This is kind of nuts, but I do talk to my clients about this because retirement is no different. And for anybody contemplating retirement in the next year or so, or even 2 or 3 years from now, your emotions may well be in overdrive. Part of the beauty of retirement is that you, if you've planned correctly, now have the opportunity to do what you want to do. You no longer have to work at a job you hate. Instead, you make a choice to work and what that's going to be. But here's the big emotional side. What are you going to do in your retirement? Remember that 8 to 10 hours a day that you're doing at your job right now? In retirement, it all becomes free time. No more rushing around, no more alarm clocks, of course, unless you want them. You must create a life plan and determine what you'll actually be doing in retirement. You're going to volunteer more at your church, volunteer at a charity, travel more. I want you to begin to actively pursue a plan for establishing what you're going to do with your time, because sitting in front of the TV is not a good plan. Now, you're planning to retire, and there are some important things to know about Social Security and Medicare. Okay, remember, I want you to remember what the system of Social Security was designed to do. It was designed to help you in retirement. It was not designed to be your sole means of sustenance during those years. You may be actively saving for your own retirement, basically for the years you're no longer going to work. But for anybody there with a retirement balance of, I'll say, about $200,000 or more, congratulations, because it takes a while to reach that milestone. But I've also heard people go, oh, I've already got $200,000 saved up, and that's really awesome. It is awesome. But now I want you to divide your annual salary into that account balance. Okay? So let's just use some round numbers. If you earn $50,000 a year and you've saved up $200,000, in easy numbers, you've saved up 4 years of your retirement. Is that all you're planning on spending in retirement? 4 years? Well, the formula is a lot more complicated than that. Given that taxes and you were saving for your retirement, you won't be saving there. You have work expenses and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to guesstimate that you'd probably have more closer to 6 or 7 years of retirement funding saved up. But most of us don't want to live 6 or 7 years in retirement. We want to live like 20. Retire when we're 65, die when we're 90 or 100. That's not 5 or 6 years, guys. That's a lot more. So I never want you to become comfortable on that balance. You need to save up as much as you can and consistently save. This is where a financial planner comes in, determining now and where funding will come from in your retirement years, taking into things account like taxation, maximizing benefits, determining healthcare costs. That's exactly my cup of tea. As a certified financial planner, known as a CFP, I have the skills and strategies to help you establish a game plan for your retirement. So give me a call, Lisa Waterman, your host here at Financially Speaking with Lisa at 260-436-6588, so we can get started working on creating an awesome retirement for you. So as we start talking again about the financial side of retirement, we got to get back to Social Security and Medicare, because these are two of the greatest, most beneficial gifts offered to you from your favorite uncle, Uncle Sam. Now, unfortunately, though, these gifts are often misunderstood. So in Financially Speaking with Lisa today, we're going to try to do a quick overview of some key aspects to remember. Now, I'm going to have a show later that better addresses some of these individual components, because there's a lot here, guys, and a lot that makes it different for your specific situation. I'm also announcing to you first here, I will be hosting a Social Security and Medicare seminar that will be held on Monday evening, June 24th. This will be available to the first 20 people, because I'm hoping you'll bring your spouse. Please phone me at 260-436-6588. You can also visit watermanfinancial.com and sign up that way. Just write to me an email. If you call our offices, ask for Kirsten at 260-436-6588. So let's talk about this. Social Security is a government-provided retirement income benefit, and it's designed to supplement your retirement income and is based on your earnings history. According to Investopedia, the maximum monthly Social Security benefit that anyone could receive for 2019 is $2,861 a month. But that's only available to persons who earn the maximum earnings considered for the 35 years counted in the system. Did you realize that? Social Security counts your 35 years, your highest 35 years. Now, in order to determine your own Social Security benefit, and this is pretty darn important, I want you to go to ssa.gov. Once there, you'll establish a username and a password for life, and they may have you change it here and there, but you want to keep that information safe because it's your gateway to better understanding your personal benefits. Also, something that happens to people all the time, if you get there or it's been sent to you, you'll have a benefit statement from Social Security, and we tend to look at the bold print at the top of the page, and that says this is your benefit payment amount. But here's the caveat, folks. That is at your full retirement age, called FRA. Now, given our increased longevity, the FRA is for persons born in 1960 and later is age 67, meaning you get that full big and bold amount at the top of the page once you turn 67. You got to look down the page to get the benefit you're going to receive in the event you want to retire earlier. Now, if you're an American worker who qualifies for Social Security, based on your paying into the system through payroll taxes, your birth year is going to determine what that program considers your full retirement age. Go to ssa.gov to find out your individual full retirement age. Now, if you aren't already collecting Social Security, your FRA will be between ages 66 and 67, period. Because if you aren't already collecting, I already know your age, right? And know that you can apply to collect benefits whenever you want them, from your age 62 to age 70. Here's what the summation is. If you take an earlier benefit, you're going to receive less, but wait longer and you receive more. But past age 70, there is no more, that you can't get an increased benefit. Now, for married couples, there's some really special planning that can help you into retirement. Please call me, Lisa Waterman, so we can figure the right strategy for you. I can be reached at 260-436-6588. So when should you apply for Social Security? There isn't a right answer, folks. That right answer is for you and I to help figure out. So please call me. When we return, we're going to chat a little bit more about retirement planning and Medicare. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian, with special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace, priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. I'm your host, Lisa Waterman, and I'm also the CEO and president of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now, for our listeners out there, realize I do have clients in different states and around northern Indiana, so please let me know if I can help you. Give me a call at 260-436-6588 or by writing me through my website at watermanfinancial.com. Now, in today's show, Financially Speaking with Lisa, we're continuing our discussions associated with change. And today we focus on retirement. We've chatted about your company retirement savings plan earlier, and we just finished up a discussion on Social Security. Remember, your Social Security benefits are so substantial as an income-based benefit. That means, you guys, you can't outlive the benefit. It will be for your life. And you also cannot receive the benefits in a lump sum. I think most of you know that. But instead, it'll be paid out over your lifetime. And I'm going to say this to you. You get with somebody who knows Social Security, because what you don't know can really cost you. I want you to know exactly what you're going to receive, when you're going to turn it on, and get you situated for your retirement. Literally, over the course of retirement, for the average couple, that'd be people earning $40,000 or $50,000 a year, Social Security may well equate to over $500,000 or more, oftentimes approaching $1 million. This is a really, really big deal. And you should be well informed about how it works and how it will work in your situation. Again, I'm sponsoring a Social Security Medicare planning session for Monday evening, June 24th. It'll be open to the first 20 registrants, and I'd love to have you and your spouse come. Please call the offices of Waterman Financial Services and ask for Kirsten to get registered. That number is 260-436-6588. And remember, I, as the host of the program, am also a certified financial planner and can help you with your retirement. So what about Medicare? Medicare is a government-provided health care insurance system for the elderly, as defined for those over age 65. Now, whether you're working or not, you typically will sign up for Medicare up to 3 months before your 65th birthday or 3 months after. And if you're working, you'll be guided by your employer as to how Medicare will interact with your company's plan. I will also say, this is a really, really important thing. You better know these rules, because if you don't sign up when you should, you can be penalized quite a bit. Again, get with somebody who can help, like me, your host, Lisa Waterman. Call me, 260-436-6588, or visit watermanfinancial.com. As I've relayed to you before, the cost of healthcare in your elder years cannot be overlooked. Understanding this system is a key component to having a successful retirement. So, huge reminder to all of you, Medicare will not be covering your nursing home care unless you have a medical issue. You need to be pursuing private insurance, or you'll utilize your own assets for nursing home care. So let's turn our sights onto Medicare. What is it really? It's actually four parts, with each part covering different services. And we just call them Part A, B, Part C, Part D. And generally, the different parts of Medicare will cover specific services. So let's just run through them quickly. Part A is often called hospital insurance, and that's going to cover you if you enter the hospital. And it's also known as inpatient care. It'll include other things like skilled nursing and home health and hospice care. Part B is the part that is to help you with the cost of visiting and being treated by a doctor. That's referred to as the medical insurance side. It will cover office visits and other medical procedures, tests, preventative health care, and is generally known as outpatient care. Part C. This is an interesting one, and it's an alternative care insurance. It isn't really actually coverage per se, but rather is called Medicare Advantage plans, and it allows private health insurers to assist you with your health insurance cost instead of original Medicare, which is typically Parts A and B. And then lastly, of course, there's Part D, and that's to set you up to cover outpatient prescription drugs. There are some additional parts depending on the state that you live in, but let's just concentrate on these first four parts, Part A, B, C, and D. Each piece of Medicare is designed to cover you medically with insurance to offset the cost of healthcare. Parts A and B are often referred to, as I mentioned a minute ago, as original Medicare. And Part C, with the Medicare Advantage plans, is newer and works more like a traditional healthcare network covered plans in a health insurance system in the private insurance world. Either way, this is, a common misconception. Insurance is rarely free. That being said, when you have Medicare, there's premiums, there's deductibles, there's co-payments, and there's often other costs that change every year within the Medicare program. Again, it's a great, great, huge benefit. And what you don't know can hurt you. So again, get with a financial advisor or planner who understands the system and can guide you in the various alternatives. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Medicare is for the elderly typically. Medicaid is for the poor. So it's often called CMS, again, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's the governmental agency tasked with running Medicare. And they typically announce changes within the cost for the program in the upcoming calendar year during late fall or so of the current year. So be aware, folks, there's a deductible. That means you'll have to pay a certain amount before it even starts covering your Medicare. And like traditional insurance, you're also going to have coinsurance. And it's a great system, but it is not free. Now, be advised, you'll also be paying a monthly premium for Medicare. If you're receiving Social Security benefits, that benefit amount or your premium amount will be deducted out of your Social Security payments. And if you're not receiving the Social Security benefits, you'll be separately billed for your insurance coverage. The cost of this care is based on your income. So again, get with somebody who's going to help you better understand how to set up your income for the years prior to retirement, or you might pay more for Medicare than you needed to. Understanding taxes and having income versus assets is a very important concept. You're going to want to have somebody help you understand. Again, Lisa Waterman here at Waterman Financial and your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. Call me. I can help you through it. 260-436-6588. Be aware that both Medicare and Social Security are complex. I've just literally scraped the top of the bucket here today, but this is too important to be left to chance. So again, I'm going to invite you to my upcoming Social Security and Medicare session. It's slated for Monday evening, June 24th. We'll all be working with one of my partners who will present the program, but we'll be available to answer questions. But it's going to only be open to the first 20 people because I'm expecting that to be 40. And it's best planning with your spouse. Time runs away on this show on Financially Speaking with Lisa. So a couple other quick things. If you're retiring this year, your group benefits absolutely have to be looked at too to determine tax implications. Things like portable life insurance, COBRA benefits, rollovers of retirement balances are all key issues to address. We're going to have to address those in upcoming shows because we don't have time now. So remember, my friends, exercise your mind, exercise your body, as both are gifts you give yourself. I wish you well in your financial life, and I hope to see you next week when we'll finalize this series on change. See you then.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Mobile Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on mobile.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.